Hello and welcome back to the Inner Beauty Reigns podcast. This is your host, Erica Anderson, and today I'm going to talk about two things that cause doubt that can delay your blessings. This came about in the past couple of days. I've just had a whole lot of revelation about doubt. And so as a result, I came up with these two things and I just wanted to share. So stay tuned. Okay, so just a little bit of backstory about how this came about. The last couple of days, doubt has been heavy in my spirit. And one of the things that I realized is that a lot of times, because we end up paralyzed by the decision-making process, we end up delaying a blessing or a new season or a new beginning, you know, just different things that allow us to move forward with our life or transition into different things. And so I think it's important that you kind of take the opportunity to recognize the doubts that are holding you back. Because once you are able to identify those doubts, then you can start to tackle them. But I think that applies to most things in life. Once you can identify whatever it is, you can start to work towards the solutions that you need in order to resolve whatever issue it is. But the first thing that came to me that causes doubt is when you allow the perspectives and convictions of other people to sway you. It's one thing to seek counsel, mentorship, or, you know, wisdom from others in order to help you to have a well-rounded view or perspective of something so that you can make good decisions. I don't think that you should dismiss common sense or wisdom because, you know, those things help us in life. However, it's important that when you are seeking counsel from others concerning the decisions that you need to make in your life, that you don't allow yourself to take those perspectives and convictions of others and apply them to your life if they are not truly what you believe or think. I think a lot of times we try to conform to what other people want for acceptance. And the reality is that, and I always say this and I believe it wholeheartedly, we are all on a different step in our walk with God. God may lead one person to do something and not lead another person to do the same thing in the same situation. I can't explain why that happens, but I'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, when it comes to people and their perspectives and convictions, people can only give you advice or give you wisdom and guidance based on what they know and what they have experienced. Yes, I believe that, you know, some people have the ability to share divine wisdom, but I'm not God. I can't speak on why God chooses who he chooses to share divine wisdom. At the end of the day, once you are in a place where you know and understand what your decision may be, it is absolutely okay to be firm in your decision, but still hear perspectives, hear opinions, and stand firm in your decision. There's nothing wrong with that. This actually makes me think about a post that I saw in a group on Facebook a few days ago, where a young lady shared that she and her boyfriend are talking about moving in together. They both live with their parents and have had the opportunity to save money. And, you know, they're looking at buying a house together or renting an apartment or something like that. And her parents are very religious and are completely against her moving out and moving in with her boyfriend. And she mentioned that, you know, she's almost 30 years old. And, you know, as I read the comments, there were, you know, a myriad of responses from people sharing wisdom and insight on, you know, if you choose to move in with him, you know, make sure that you, you know, have your name on the lease or mortgage too, and, you know, make sure you have a utility in your name, and, you know, make sure you are a part of the process. Don't just allow it to be, you know, him overseeing everything, and then, you know, God forbid if anything happens in the future, you're left in the dust. There were some people who discouraged it because they said they didn't have a good experience with it. But the most common response I saw was people encouraging her to make the decision for herself, because she's an adult. And I thought that was important because the way she formulated her post, the way she put her words together, was as if she needed permission to do it. And I know for me, once I became an adult, it took me some time to really own the fact that, you know, I am in charge of my life, and the decisions that I make are, you know, like I'm responsible for me. It wasn't that I didn't know or understand that before then, but there just came a point where I had a moment of enlightenment, and I'm like, wow, like, I can choose to do what I want. And it wasn't about being wild and being free or anything like that, but it was simply about realizing I didn't have to be stuck in a box of, you know, the things that I was taught growing up, or, you know, sticking to just the things I had been exposed to, or, you know, feeling like I had to do things a certain way because of the way I was raised, or because of, you know, whatever. For example, I was raised in, you know, Church of God in Christ. I had seen and experienced several different denominations throughout my childhood. But once I became an adult, I realized I could choose which denomination I wanted to be a part of. I could choose what religious affiliation I wanted to have, including leaving the faith. Like, there was literally a moment in my faith walk where I realized, like, I could completely leave Christianity if I wanted to. There was a level of liberation in being able to acknowledge that. I remained a Christian, but I have been on a journey of unlearning a lot of the religious doctrine that I have been taught, and rather asking God to give me fresh revelation on things so that I can have a better relationship with God, but to also not walk in fear of being able to live my life and to be human because of what I was taught. But that's another day's podcast. But anyway, so the point of what I was trying to share is that, you know, this almost 30-year-old woman was in a space where she was feeling like she had to seek permission in, you know, a certain way in order to make a decision for her life. Another common thing that I saw throughout those comments was the fact that although her parents, you know, may not have wanted that for her, that, you know, she's an adult, and it was okay to respectfully, you know, let her parents know, you know, I know you care about me, I know you love me, but this is a decision that I'm making for myself. And the reality is, sometimes, you know, people who are connected to us will use scenarios like that to try and control us, or to, you know, remove resources or take away resources. You know, like, I won't, you know, help you financially if you choose to make this decision. And, you know, that's just something you have to be willing to consider. in making a decision and weighing whether or not it's worth it for you to maintain that relationship in the way that it had been going. Sometimes, you know, when you move forward and go into new seasons of your life, you have to reassess relationships. You have to set boundaries and, you know, kind of navigate those relationships differently because, you know, you can't live your life on other people's terms. When you live and you make decisions, although yes, your decisions may affect other people, at the end of the day, like, you have to live with the decisions that you make. So you have to be careful about making decisions based on things that people tell you, because they don't have to reap the repercussions or the benefits of whatever that decision was. So we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back and give you tip number 2 on what causes doubt. So another thing that causes doubt is when you expect for the experiences of other people to happen for you. I remember having conversations with someone that I was supporting while they were getting through college, and they would call me and they would be really upset because they saw how their, you know, they had classmates who had cars and apartments and they still lived at home, and, you know, they didn't have a car. They took public transportation to get to school every day. And they were just upset that these people had all of these things and they didn't have those things. And I remember explaining to this person time and time again that they couldn't allow themselves to get caught up in what other people had, because you don't know what they did to attain those things. You don't know if they even have the means to actually keep up with those things. All you see is an image. And I think it's so important that we exercise care in how we perceive what other people have and how we, I guess, internalize or envision our future. I remember as I was praying and I was thinking about this whole doubt delaying blessings thing, and how Moses at the burning bush, you know, heard from God. And I thought about how, you know, if he went around telling people about this experience with the burning bush, and then people started expecting for God to speak to them through a burning bush, you know, how silly would that be? I mean, at the end of the day, God allowed Moses to have that experience, and that was what it was. There is no cookie cutter way to have a relationship with God. So you can't expect what God does for somebody else to happen for you. Can it happen? Absolutely. God can do whatever he wants to do. But the reality is, God isn't always going to perform the same miracles with every single person of faith, or he's not going to, you know, speak to everybody in the same way or use the same tools and resources, you know, to give people, you know, different people clarity and understanding. And this is why I always say that we're all on a different step in our walks with God, because in my situation, God may lead me to do something, but for you, in the same situation, he may lead you to do something different. And that's okay. That doesn't make God wrong. That doesn't make us as people wrong. It's just different paths that are being taken. And that's okay. It's absolutely okay to follow a different path with the same scenario that somebody else has. But you can't allow yourself to get caught up in the thought process of, you know, what somebody else was able to go through and experience, and maybe even, you know, just the example of people who, you know, attain a higher level of success than other people. It doesn't make them good or bad. It doesn't make you right or wrong. It just means you have two different paths. And the reality is that a lot of times, you know, people have varying levels of success based on the effort and the consistency that they put into what they do. So obviously you can't compare yourself to somebody who's putting in more effort and consistency than you are. But it's so many different things that can be gleaned from that. But at the end of the day, you can't allow yourself to doubt what your future is because you haven't seen what has happened with other people manifest in your life. You are on your own journey. You must own your journey and seek God for yourself so that you can get in alignment with the things that are for you. So with that, I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. Okay, so quick recap. We talked today about how doubt delays blessings. One of those things is when you allow perspectives and convictions of other people to sway you. Remember, it is okay to be firm in your decision, even in the midst of, you know, hearing people share what their own convictions and opinions are concerning your situation. Be firm in your decision, especially when you have peace about it. There is nothing in this world like when you have to make a decision and you finally get the revelation you need and you actually have peace about what you're supposed to do. When you have peace, don't ever let anybody talk you out of what you know you need to do. The second thing we talked about was expecting the experiences of others to happen for you. Remember, your journey and your walk is exclusive to you. What God reveals to you or says to you or uses to show you things may not be the same as other people, and that is completely okay. Your walk is unique and exclusive to you. Own it and walk it out. If you don't follow me on social media, follow me over on Instagram and Facebook at Inner Beauty Reigns. If you have any comments, questions, or topics for the podcast, feel free to email me at innerbeautyreigns@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, remember, it starts on the inside. Do you overcommit yourself? Carry problems and burdens that you know are detrimental to your peace and well-being? Do you have difficulty walking away from things that you know are no longer serving you? Do you feel paralyzed even though you know you need to move on from something? Then The Courage to Walk Away was written for you. This book chronicles various life events where Erica Anderson learned to navigate some of life's most chaotic moments, from challenges stemmed from childhood hurt to the devastation of a failed marriage. Erica's story will inspire you, empower you, and propel you to walk in the courage needed to move forward with your life. Get it online at innerbeautyreigns.com, on Amazon, or at barnesandnoble.com.